is Filip Lajic. You are listening to Type Radio. Now we are talking.
We're at ATIPI 2006 in Lisbon, Portugal. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
And we're here with Filip Lajic. Welcome.
Thank you.
The first question.
So, what does your last name mean?
Blažić.
Yeah.
I think it means nothing, but there are at least 10 pages in Yellow Pages of similar names or of the same name, so it's quite a common name in Czech Republic. I think it means something like to be comfortable.
Oh, so that's quite good, no?
Maybe.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I feel good now.
Yeah.
Are you religious?
No, not at all.
Do you have rituals?
Yes. I drink tea every day during the work. And I'm not very satisfied with my work if I don't have the opportunity to have a tea in the morning and in the afternoon.
Is that a special kind of tea?
Yeah. I hate the bags, paper bags with tea. I always buy quality tea and tea from tea stores.
And what is the first thing you do when you start working? First thing in the morning or evening or?
Morning.
Yeah.
I'll probably start with boiling water, filling my teapot, and they of course check emails and do all the boring stuff in the morning, start up applications and check internet news and so on. And then I start real work.
What's real work?
Designing. Unfortunately for me, designing makes less than one half of my time spent in my office. I have to make phone calls, I have to answer emails, do some agenda, talk with other people in studio, and there is less and less time for real design from the creative process.
How many people are you in the studio?
Four, including me.
And what's the division between typography and graphic design in time? How much time of designing do you spend on typography and how much on graphic design?
In my language, typography and graphic design is equal.
Mm.
There is no difference, so it's difficult to answer this question. But I feel typography has to do more with type and graphic design in general more with sophisticated systems, with magazine layouts and so on. I think it's half and half in my job, working with type and working with huge projects and complex ideas.
And has it always been like that or has it changed?
It has changed. I started, when I was young, I started to draw specimens of types. I redraw sample Times New Roman and I copied to paper just looking at the typeface, or Garamond, Futura, and other typefaces. So I started with letters, and then I add features and color to it.
Yeah. How old were you?
32.
No, how old were
when you?
Twelve, probably, or 10.
And where did you find these specimens, I mean, that you were copying? Is it in your
family? My father gave me a nice book with fonts. It was a book for teachers, how to teach university students type, and there were some basic specimens, history of Latin alphabet, and I was impressed by the book and I started copying the letters, letter by letter.
Is your father also a designer?
No, he's dead now, and he was a sociologist and sociology.
Sociologist.
Yeah. But he had a passion for typography, especially when he was young. So he did the absolutely same thing like I did, copying letters from other books. And so I received this passion from him, but I didn't start a scientific career like him, but I keep the design as my hobby and my profession.
And your mother, is she?
He worked with my father. They wrote books about disabled children together and about disabled people. And they have created some sort of games for these people and how to make them make their life better and how to include them in the society. And how to and teach people how to interact with handicapped people.
Were they also involved in the design of the books or just the writing?
The they research? Were involved. They always wanted to have good book designer and illustrator. Yeah, oh, they always cared about it. But it was very difficult in communist times in socialist Czechoslovakia. Mm-hmm. Because book production was a task for 2 or 3 years, from the beginning to the end. And it was extremely difficult to say, I want this book designer. Mm-hmm. They have some plans, who will be book designer of this edition, and many designers were not allowed to design books. Mm-hmm. They were on the list, so it was not very easy for them.
How did the fall of the wall and the whole falling apart of the Republic, how did it affect you personally?
You mean the Iron Curtain the fall of communism?
Yes.
It was absolute change in my life. I had to travel, I had to start working, I had immediately started a business with my friend. We were sticking posters on the walls in Prague. It was quite a good business in that time. We were quite rich students, mm-hmm. and so we could travel freely around Europe, and we soon started our own design studio. I think 5 years after the revolution, we already had a small design company. It was perfect. Mm.
So you were really like relieved to be able to do things that you wanted to do?
Yeah. Mm.
So this was always a dream, so that was
I wasn't dreaming about the change, because I thought it's not possible to stop the communism. I was just thinking we will always have communism. Maybe it will be more free, more open, but we will stay in this kind of regime. So I was really surprised that the fall of communism was so fast in Europe, and it was so easy, almost without blood, except Romania. It was great. Mm. I was 14 or 15, so I was not so aware about all the political background, but at least the change, even for me as a student, was incredible.
Mm. Would you have still been a designer, or do you think? Or was it,
I think I wouldn't be a designer.
Yeah.
Because I went to first private school in Prague. It was an artistic school or art school, and I went there as soon as possible. I wouldn't be able to go to regular state-run school, because there are very hard tests to get there, and I am very bad in drawing. And they insist on drawing real persons and faces, and I wouldn't be able to go to such a school. It was easy to go to new private school, because you just paid.
But you draw type there.
But no, my own type. I draw existing types. Actually, I did some attempts to draw my own type, but. It wasn't the main subject of those schools. They insisted on drawings.
Do you have a hero?
No.
Is there a reason you don't have one?
Maybe again my parents, they didn't have heroes. Mm. So they were very skeptical about having one hero. Of course, there are many people I admire. But there's no one person who is my hero, who I follow, who I read most, or see most, or hear most. Time Radio. Now we're talking.